Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessing of reading Surah Yusuf. In this regard, there is one text which is reported through four different chains of narration. However, before I discuss those chains of narration, let me read out the text of the narrative before you. The Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have said, "Allimu ariqaakum surat Yusuf, fa innahu ayyuma muslimin talaha wa allamaha ahlahu wa ma malakat yaminuhu, havvanallahu alayhi sakaratil maut wa ataahu al-quwwata an la yahsudu muslima." Which means, the Prophet is reported to have said that teach your slaves Surah Yusuf, because every Muslim who recites it and also teaches it to his family and to his slave ladies and slave men, then the Almighty will ease for him the pain of death, and he will grant him the strength so that he does not become jealous of any other Muslim. Now, as far as the chains of narration of this narrative is concerned, as I said, there are four of them. One of them is found in Al-Wasit, and the second one is found in Salabi's Tafsir. Both these chains of narration, although they are different in certain respects, however, the commonality they have is the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is called Majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has recorded a number of comments from various Rijal authorities regarding his weakness. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's Laysa Bishay, and another opinion that he holds about him is Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu, and Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosli says that he's Laysa Bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's Ghayru Siqa. Abu Zurar and Abu Hatim say that he is Zwaif, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khiraj say that he is Matruk, that he's been abandoned by Hadith authorities. Similarly, another opinion of Imam Nasai is that he is Laysa Bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abul Qasim al-Baghvi says that he is Zaiful Hadith Chiddan. He's extremely weak in matters of Hadith. And another opinion of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khiraj is that he is Kazzab, that he's a liar. So we can see on the basis of this data that this narrative cannot be reliably traced back to the Prophet, and the existence and the way we find details about Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, we can safely say that this narrative is a concocted narrative, it is a fabricated narrative. Now, the other two chains of narration are found in Ibn al-Jawzi's al-Mawzu'at, which of course is a collection of fabricated narratives. Now, the weakness in these chains of narration is that in the first of them, we find a narrator by the name of Badi ibn Hibban, whom Darqutni says that he's Matruk, about whom he says that he's Matruk. And the second person which is found in this third chain is Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an, who we know is a very weak person. However, before I present details on him, let me also say that the fourth chain of narration is weak because of the presence of Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid, and also, once again, here we find the existence of Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. So these two chains of narration, the third and fourth chain also, cannot be reliably traced back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, as far as Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid is concerned, he is regarded to be Za'iful Hadith by Abu Hatim, and similarly, Ibn Hibban says that he's Munkarul Hadith Chiddan. As far as Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an is concerned, I'll read out some of the comments of our Rijal authorities about him, which are recorded by Hafiz Mizzi in his celebrated treatise, Tahzibul Kamal. Thus, for example, Ibn Sa'd says, فِيهِ الزُّعْفْ وَلَا يُحْتَجُّ بِهِ. Imam Ibn Ahmad ibn Hanbal has more than one opinion ascribed to him about this person. So he says that he's Laysa Bilqawi, Laysa Bishay, and Za'iful Hadith. So all these three opinions are attributed to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal regarding Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. Similarly, Yahya ibn Ma'in has more than one opinion stated about him, and they are Laysa Bizakal Kawi, Za'if, Za'ifun fi Kulli Shay, Laysa Bishay, and Laysa Bihujja. Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjan, he also has three opinions about him. He is reported to have said that he is Wahil Hadith, he is Za'if, and that he is La Yuhtajju Bihi. Similarly, in the opinion of Imam Abu Zura, he is Laysa Bilqawi, and Imam Nasai and Imam Hafiz ibn Hajar regard him to be Zaif. So, in the presence of this data, we can easily see that these third and fourth chains of narration also stand on slippery grounds, and they cannot be reliably traced back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, as the name itself suggests, these third and fourth chains are recorded by Ibn al-Jawzi in his book, in his anthology of Hadith narratives, which actually is the anthology of all fabricated and concocted narratives. So we can see the very reason why Ibn al-Jawzi has placed these narratives in the here. Now, as far as the blessings of a surah is concerned, this, of course, is the proper way to read these blessings is to understand that surah, to have a very living relationship with that surah, and that can only be achieved if we know what the Almighty is, what He has to say to us, what He's speaking to us. Unless we have the true appreciation of what the Almighty wants to say to us, of course, we'll not be able to understand. So it is of paramount importance that we understand a surah, and that is only possible if we read it with a good translation, unless we know the Arabic. So since most of the people around here, they don't know Arabic, they have to rely on good translations. Whichever language they know, they should get hold of a good translation of the Quran, and they should read the Arabic and later on also read the meaning and translation of that surah. Because unless we know what is being said to us, of course, we'll not be able to practice it. So therefore, we must understand, try to understand, reflect, and communicate the message of a surah that we are studying. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.